Blog Talk Radio.
Get set, cyberspace. It's time to come on down to the hottest, hippest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Liver than live, this is the one and only 30s AK on Blog Talk Radio. This is Burton Richardson, your announcer, ready for action. Now, get on your marks, and let's start this party with your host that rocks the most, the star of 30JK, Mr. Jason Kelly!
Ladies and gentlemen, 30JK Nation, how are you doing? Come on, man. Oh my goodness. Sorry for the lateness, guys. It is so hectic out there, y'all. Usually you would hear the theme song, but I'm not going to waste any time with that. I'm just going to bring him in, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the Uber, Nancy and Jazzy, Mr. Jason DeCanio. Give it up, 30JK Nation.
Thank you very much, Jason. Appreciate it. Wow, there's the group. There's the crowd.
There it is.
Looks like you got some technical difficulties there, my friend.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I am so sorry. It's just a lot on my mind today, man. But I won't bother you with the details, sir. Today's topic, pandas in the news and more. Go.
Mm-hmm. Pandas in the news? Well, I did one episode on Ustream, half hour's worth of it. Pretty interesting. Will it have life? Probably not. It's actually better off as a Facebook group page because there's so much news going on, a half hour could not cover all of what it needs to be covered. So what will happen is that one episode will stay up there on Ustream as a kind of a test pattern to see if it has potential bite to make a half hour program. Because it seems like the Panda Nation is just constantly being updated minute by minute. And you would need more time to actually keep up with all the news. So, made an executive decision, and we'll leave it at that. But the Canio's Daily Dose, two episodes on Ustream, and this thing's got potential, JK. This thing can go places. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And just finished episode 17.
What do you think of Empower?
I love it. I am truly amazed with what I have made so far.
And no, for those trolls out there who want me to do a video of that sort, go on the website like a real man or woman, like a human being, go sign up and make your own money, okay? Leave me alone. I'm not going to I'm not going to brag. I'm not going to, you know, it's none of anybody's flipping business.
Right. There you go. 30JK Nation, if you want to chime in and call in, the number 347-857-2310, 347-857-2310, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. It's JKFXD, number 4, then LIFE, all capital, all one word, you. Spread the word and you know this word. The Fat Daddy Panda is back.
That's right, and the Fat Daddy Panda is expecting the trolls to call in like they said they would. Going once, going twice, yeah, right. Next.
Okay.
You know, I tell you, I got some ticked offs for you, JK. I found some.
Oh, really? Go to JK
Nation. Oh, yeah.
Check it out. Give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been waiting for this.
And some of them are in actually the area that I live in Winter Park. Can't believe it. Wow.
Really?
Yeah, these are like really like close to home.
Now, before we get into that, what's up with the Real Jazzy Jason show?
Just finished episode number 17 of the career of Larry Carlton, the smooth jazz guitar player. It is up there on YouTube for everybody to view and enjoy. Last episode
and
of the...
Oh, sorry.
And to find it,
I'm running,
all
I'm
you
got to
do
words.
Is... No, it's okay. You're all right. To find it, all you got to do is search in the search box, just type in the Jazzy Jason show, and it will show up. And if you haven't yet
on YouTube...
Right, and if you haven't yet subscribed, please go ahead and subscribe. And for all those trolls who have already done that with their numerous fake channels and their hate and their thumbing down, what else is new? They are responsible, whether it's one person with 700 fake channels, two people with 350 channels, three people with whatever 700 divided by 3 is. 250.
You figure the math out.
Take. Yeah. The bottom line is that it doesn't matter who subscribes to it, fake or real, the views are going to be there, and they can hit the F5 button all day. It wouldn't matter. If they want to purposely up my views, they're doing me more good than harm, and they just can't handle that. They just cannot take what is thrown at them anymore. So, but anyways, that's, you know, like I said, I'm going to continue to do this. I'm going to move forward. And, you know, they know where to find
right.
me. They want me. I'm not that hard and not that difficult to find, considering the fact that they exposed all my personal information out there. So, you know,
yeah.
why would I continue to hide when the psychotic trolls have literally just decided to expose my personal information for no apparent reason, let alone just trying to get me to surrender to their stupidity, which I'm not going to do.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. Okay. I don't have time to make the so-called fake channels that they claim that I'm making, okay? You have to have numerous Gmail accounts. You have to have numerous YouTube channels. You also have to get them partner verified, and you have to have a throwaway phone and a Green Dot card in order to have all that, in order to make all those fake channels, and you got to have the time to do it. Now, if you've got everything on your checklist, you can basically make fake channels out there and try to troll and harass and bully. But eventually, all of your writing style will come back. Timestamps will come back to haunt these bastards. And I'll tell you right now, they are cold sitting ducks in a pond ready to be fired on by the hunters that are ready to go. It's duck season, baby. and they need to fly off lest they want their feathers shot off. It's really simple. Now, they could say, oh, there he goes threatening us with a gun again. Look, I don't own a gun. It's you bastards that own the gun. Okay? I know that fat boy, he has a gun, and he can't use it. As for the Shrimpmeister, he might. He's psychotic enough to have one. And would you like to tell your viewing, JK, would you like to tell your listening audience how thin stretched you are with your former best friend? And I do mean former. Because,
really?
You tell me how you are taking this, because, ever since you have told the entire YouTube community that you will never denounce me, you have been the victim of this trolling expedition. And literally, you've been attacked left and right by a bunch of fake channels that literally will never show their true face nor their identity, never tell the truth, and never have a nice thing to say.
Wow. Let me tell you this one. Jason DeCanio with the K, Fall Radio. Now, who is that?
Well, that could be one of three people. It could be the head honcho himself, or his little homosexual buddy from Marietta, Georgia, or it could be the guy from Brick, New Jersey.
I'm hoping.
Or
it
could be one of his guys that he's rooming with in Brick. We don't know.
I hope that it's not.
We hope to God it's not the Brick guys. We hope it's not the guys in New Jersey. Okay, because if it is, they are in trouble. Timestamps do not lie. And if we put two and two together, it'll make four, and it'll make for a really heavy lawsuit. Because let me say this much. Your ex-buddy said he wanted to be left alone. Am I not right?
Right. I heard
okay.
you right.
So, how is it bothering me is going to make him think that I'm going to leave him alone? Okay? Leaving somebody alone means no communication whatsoever. Okay? That's exactly what it means. It means you do not write stupid threats. You don't make threats. You don't put any posts on. You don't make any fake channels. You cease to exist.
Correct.
But like a typical YouTube troll, and what I have as far as the evidence against all three of them, I can honestly say that they do not care, and yet they say, oh, we want to be left alone. Well, I beg to differ. I disagree wholeheartedly with that left alone crap, okay? You make videos every day stating your tired of the trolling, tired of this, blah, da, yada, blue, blue, blue. Well, look, I'm tired of your stupid videos claiming that you think you're being trolled. You're not. You are what they call hallucinating from your idiotic brain thinking. That's what it is. And until somebody decides to do a video stating all of the accusations and allegations against me, JK, I'm going to have to go on the affirmation that I'm innocent, okay? Now, if Fitch will laugh, he'll say, yeah, right, he's innocent. He has no idea. Well, look, if I'm the star topic of your two-hour podcast, fat boy, which is a misleading text when you talk about, oh, we're going to talk about Amazon products and eBay products, but no, we'll just jump on Jason and his fiance for 2 hours. Yeah, I watched the whole video. I wasn't on the live podcast, but I did watch it. And I can tell you, JK, I was thrown pretty much to the wolves, literally.
Because of what he said, right?
Right. Because Fitch has nothing better to do but to sit in front of his little webcam with his big microphone and his beer with no shirt on and his dog ugly hat okay, talking to his gay boyfriend in Marietta, Georgia, with his ugly sunglasses and hat, and all they can do is rip insult after insult on me and everybody else who literally has them at a moment's notice. That's what they do on Saturday night. Now, what they're saying they're going to do. 10 o'clock at night, go over to Stellar Critics channel, and you will see a 2-hour live broadcast of two stupid idiots talking to each other, how they are going to get everybody to sell Amazon products, yet they ain't going to be talking about Amazon products. They're going to be talking about, oh, Jason's been masturbating here and doing this stuff. Hey, man, we've got the evidence. For every podcast they do, you know,
yeah.
It's just more evidence. It's just more to bring to the table for a judge to see, and a lawyer could easily send a cease and desist letter right out to their home address. It's not that difficult to get a lawyer to put them to pasture. It really isn't. But, you know,
wow.
I look at it this way. I'm going to do my shows. I am not leaving YouTube. I'm not leaving Ustream. I am not leaving the internet, okay? I'm here, man. I'm here for a reason. And if you guys don't like it, too bad, you know, too flipping bad. But when you start attacking my fiance,
as well.
That's right. When you start attacking my fiance, who told all three of you to go F yourselves, excuse my language, but you know, and said asked to be left alone. No, these guys took it upon themselves, including CK, including Chris Kennedy, who on a video told everybody that me and my fiance literally frauded him out of money. I would love to really get the real story from the horse's mouth, because I'm just sick and tired of a guy who says, leave me alone, Jason. Yeah, when you and your buddies who you're rooming with in your new apartment are making channels, fake channels, against me and Eric Lima, and all we want to do is be left alone, but you continue to go and comment on Robert Jantz's comedy channel, if that's what's going on. You know, it's a sad world, JK, really is. But we got to keep fighting. We got to keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, all right, now, here's the deal. We want to hear what you got for everybody's favorite part of Jazzy Jason's show. Everybody on 30JK Nation, here comes Ted. Give it up.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have some fun now.
All right, are we ready?
You know what? Since I came in a little bit late, I'm going to give you a little bit more extra time, okay?
Sounds good. You guys ready?
All right. Give me that sound. That's all I need to hear.
I don't know if I have that. And besides, I'm on the phone, so the computer doesn't have, you know.
Oh.
You're looking for the... The car crash, you could pick that off probably any kind of sound effect.
All right.
Crashing cars. But anyways, I'll give it to you. Or you could use your three strikes buzzer if you want. I don't know if you save that.
Well, I don't have that on me right now, but anyway, we're gonna have fun with this as we go along.
Well, the first one says I'm ticked off with nail techs, although told to please cut the toenails as short as possible, do not do so. Perhaps they hope you will have to come back sooner for a redo. Well, guess what? I trim them when necessary and go looking for a new salon. Yep. Another one says that they were ticked off that they were the only two portalettes for hundreds of tailgaters in our $40 parking lot for the Florida State game. What a disgrace for the city of Orlando. That they have only two portal in it. Ticked off at the powers that be in Winter Park. You're going to find the compassionate souls who are feeding the feral cats. How cruel can you be? Well, these cats are relying on these kind of people. You should fine all the irresponsible pet owners. You don't spay and neuter their pets.
There go the cats.
And finally, this person is ticked off at all the homeless people who are so prevalent. They're ticked off at all the homeless people who are so prevalent along Aloma and Goldenrod. I feel so sorry for them, but giving them money is not going to change them. I wish the church or social services could intervene.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And on the flip side, and of course there is light at the end of the tunnel, this person had to write this in on the flip side. It says, thanks to the unbelievably kind lady who paid for my gas on August 20th at the 7-Eleven at 436 and 1792. I tried to pay with a gift card, but didn't know the balance. After several tries, I left the cash register and was going to pay at the pump with my regular credit card. She popped out the door and she said, paid $10 for my gas. I told her I wasn't poor and wouldn't pay $10 for her gas. She refused, so I offered a $10 bill, and she refused again. I will remember her kindness and pay it forward to another person. Now I owe $10 to the next worthy individual. Yay! See, there's always a flip side.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, see, Jason DeCanio, always a pleasure to talk with you.
To all my worthy fans out there, and I know there's worthy people out there, worthy enough to listen to the show, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the Ustream channel for DeCanio's Daily Dose. And remember, be honest, be real, and keep it simple, stupid!
Kiss.
Kiss.
Yeah.
That's it, man. I am done. Have a great night, boss man.
You got it, man. Thank you. And, hey, keep in touch often. You never know when I might call you again.
I know. I might get the surprise call. But you take care, and thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, Jazzy. And keep up the good work with the Real Jazzy Jason Show on YouTube, which is when again?
Saturdays and Sundays on YouTube, and the DeCanio's Daily Dose is daily Monday through Friday during the week.
What time, sir?
To be announced. It could be any time. Just keep an eye out for it on Ustream. And then, of course, you'll probably see it somewhere around and floating around on Facebook.
All right, Jazzy. Give it up, 30JK Nation. Give it up.
Thank you so much, everybody. You have a good weekend, and remember, Patriot Day is tomorrow. Remember those September 11th victims.
All right, Jazzy, I'll see you soon, brother. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Well, another 30JK is now in the books, which means I have to get out of here. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up. This is what you really devils always do all day, all night, all the time, and it's always imparting. It's a JK thing, sissy. We gone. Later from 30JK Nation. Much love and one love. Peace.